Blog Talk Radio.
It's all the best in me. When everyone else around can only see the worst in me.
Yes, sir. God see the best in you.
Can I tell you one more time?
Tell us one more time.
I said he saw the best in me.
He sees the best in you.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else around,
can only see the worst
in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, that he would never make it. What did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, it doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're gonna go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And my King.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine. I am his. It doesn't matter what I need. He only sees me.
He
saw the best.
He saw the best.
That's what he did. He sees the best in us. Hallelujah. That's what he does. He sees the best. And we should start looking at things the way Christ does. He sees the best in us. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We want to have a word of prayer. We want to pray for the bereaved family, my cousin, Wyvonia. She passed on, therefore yesterday. And anyway, we're praying for her family. We want to pray for the people in Arizona. Pray for those families in Virginia that lost their lives. And then I understand there was four other people lost their lives last night. So let's just lift up America. And when I say that, those that are hurting, that need Christ, that we pray that the Lord send somebody across their path. You know, I'm not trying to pray for the world. Let me be clear. I am not trying to pray for the world. Christ didn't pray for them. But those families that be of the world, that Christ have connected to, we want to pray for those families. There's a lot of people out there hurting this today, and they're seeking for the Lord. Well, we want to pray for those. We want to pray for the same people Jesus said to pray for over there in John 17. See, I want to stay in line with God, you know, but we do need to pray for the teenagers, our teenagers, sons and daughters. We need to affirm that word of God, that they be taught the truth about God. Enough lies are already. Teach them to delight themselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we truly thank you for your word. We lift these people up before you. We lift teenagers up that belongs to heirs of the promise. We lift them before you, Father God. We ask you to allow ministering spirit become priority in their life, that they make you their priority. I thank you, Father God, that if they need help, the angels are going to help them. I thank you, Father God, that we do delight ourselves in your stuff. We thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that you will continue to guide this president of these United States in a way of peace and harmony for this time, for such a present time as this. You've instructed us to pray for the leaders. So we're praying for them, that they will govern according to your spirit, that they'll be sensitive to your spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that they will be. And we just affirming that they'll always be mindful and reminded that you are Lord. You are Lord God all by yourself. So we receive that, Father God, that they will accept you as their Lord. All these ruling governors and presidents over the whole United States and the world. And it is so, because your word says, and I thank you. Thank you, Father God, for this message. Thank you, Father God, somebody will receive this message. Thank you, Father God, that they'll act on this message. And I truly thank you, Father God, that you'll let me walk in this message. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sakes, we do pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay. One of the things we said we were going to talk about is the light to do God's will. And I just want everybody to be real clear. I'm going to ask Pastor Bell if she'll read 2 Corinthians 3 and 8. That should be one of the scriptures that we'll read. And then probably the 119th Psalms and the 143rd verse. The 119th Psalms and the 143rd verse. That's Psalms 119:143. And we're going to add some more. But what we're talking about is delighting ourselves. And just for those that may not really understand, we should have a joy in doing this. It should be gratification. When you're talking about delight yourself, it should be a pleasure. I mean, it should be a pleasure to do God's stuff. Yeah. You, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to, you know, we should just be glorying in the things of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, she'll read that scripture, and then we'll get into it. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that beautiful prayer. And I stand in agreement with you with that prayer. The first scripture, 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 9, reading
verse
from
eight.
The King.
Verse 8.
Oh, verse 8. Okay, I apologize. Verse 8, reading from the King James. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? And then Psalms 119 and verse 143. Hold on one second here. I could just put these here real quick. Okay, 143 reads. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me. Yet my commandments are my delight. Amen.
Yeah. I delight in God's righteousness. I delight in the God's stuff. I'm happy about it. It's a
Amen.
Joy to me. I can't speak for nobody. It's a joy to me. It's like entertainment. When I'm thinking about God's, how I delight in the things of God, I delight.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's a pleasure. It's not stressful. It's not bad. I enjoy this thing. Matter of fact, this thing hit me so until, I'm just rejoicing. I'm just rejoicing in the stuff of God.
All right. Amen. Amen.
I'm thinking about Psalms 40 and 8, I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, the law is within my heart. That's what I do. I don't care about what's on paper. I delight to do his will because it's in my heart to do his will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't delight going to a building. I delight in being the building. Woo, preacher. I might do that. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm doing everything I can to calm down. When I think about what I enjoy doing the way God wants it done, not the way I want it done. I enjoy doing it the way God wants it done. Psalm 37. She read that yesterday. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And his delight is in his ways. You delight in the stuff of God.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness here.
Amen.
Even though the meek shall inherit the earth, and you shall delight thyself in the abundance of peace. Man, I'm happy. See, when I think about this word delight, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm thinking about God's stuff. I'm excited to do his will. I'm excited to tell those that don't know any better, hey, man, delight in stuff of God. If you think what going on with Moses was great, start delighting your stuff in God's stuff now, in this new covenant.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Remember, that's where God want us at. See, we got to start trusting God, brother and sister, a little bit better. I delight myself in him because I know I'm doing his will. It's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a chance, y'all read 1 Peter 1, 13 through 25. Read that. Get a feel for that. And you know, may the Lord help you to understand his word. I see truth as it was brought to the Israelite in the law. So Paul had something to glory in when he kept the law and was blameless. He said he threw that to the side that he may win something even greater than that. The excellency that's in Christ Jesus. I think so then Philippians 3 and 8. Get Pastor read that. Let me know when you find it, Pastor. See, now we come to this question. What is the law? That it isn't glorious. Nothing. It was no glory that Moses was filled with joy in the expectation of what it was. I mean, he got excited to know what it was. Just being excited, sort of like on a Christmas morning, you getting excited because you began to see the present and you know something in there for you. Yeah. Well, Moses was excited. He didn't even get, but we're enjoying the present. Hallelujah. Preach, preacher. You're enjoying the present. You can just see the package. Big difference.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You want to read that, Pastor? Philippians 3 and 8.
King James, ye doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Amen.
Yeah. If you want to win Christ, brothers, you got to count it. It don't mean nothing. House, job, career, schooling. Count it all nothing. What man say. Count it as done. Do. Do it well. Well. He said, I rejoice to do. It is no longer thou shalt not, but it is I will. I delight to do your will. That's what Psalm 48 says. I delight in it. I enjoy doing your will. Mm-hmm. So that the glory is far exceeding. And beloved, listen, in our hearts, there is exceedingly glory. There is exceedingly joy. Oh,
yeah.
The joy of brother, sister, can I really tell you, man, when you allow the Holy Spirit to start living in you and you start living in the glory, that's what God wanted. Some folks say, well, you know, everybody's sinned and fell short of glory. They miss it. Christ took care of sin so you can live in the glory. Preach, preacher. See, God wants you in the glory. Satan wants you standing and singing. You'll never get to the glory as long as you listen to that foolishness. But the glory is excellent, Paul said. And when Peter was describing that wonderful day on the Mount Transfiguration, he says such a voice came to him, and I'm talking about Christ, from the excellency of glory. Read 2 Peter 1 and 17. It's there. So we are hearing from the excellency of the glory. It is so lovely, brothers and sisters. It is so awesome. See, if we would say to you, whatever you do, and you must try to exercise self-control in order to be holy. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, I'd miss it. I would literally miss it. I would be altogether outside of his plan. But by the Holy Spirit, I take words from the epistle that says, be holy. I get excited. God wants me to be holy. I take words from the epistle when he says to be holy. For when the enemy says to me, you can't be holy, God said, be holy. Be holy in my word. I'm going to make you holy. Stay in Christ. Because, see, holy is not something that you want people to brag about. Holiness is something God wants you to live.
All right. Amen.
But you have to desire. In other words, you have to delight yourself to live in that sunshine.
Yeah.
The enemy would love for you to think that you can't live in, you can't live without sin. He don't want you to know that Christ swallowed up immorality. Or immortality. He swallowed that up. It's a beautiful thing when you can say, God took care of sin so that we can live righteous. God wants you fulfilled with all he promised. That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be filled with all he promised. Any part of his spirit, all parts of his spirit, not the law. He wants you to be filled with the spirit outside the law. Then you're going to see the glory there. Then you don't have no problem rejoicing in inward praise. You began to praise God for stuff, and what you know, you're talking about your praise began to increase, and you began to talk about hallelujah, and you began to realize that, hey, your life got swallowed up, the old life, you're walking in the new life.
Amen.
You're going to say, oh, man, this is easy as pie. Yeah. It's possible.
It's possible
to be holy. And you don't have to wear no long dress.
All right.
You don't have to wear no collar that's killing your neck, choking you like a collar a dog will wear. That don't make you holy, brothers and sisters.
All right.
I know this is going to bother some people, but I'm going to tell you, you can wear all the clothes you want to wear. That won't make you holy. You can drive the car you think they're going to make you holy. It won't make you holy. You can give all the money you want, and it won't make you holy. I'm going to pass and read that scripture before I go any further.
Is that 2 Peter 1:17, Pastor?
Please.
Okay. Amen. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen.
Peter didn't forget that day. He didn't forget that day when the heavens opened up. He didn't forget that day. And there was a loud voice. He saw the dove ascending and landing on Christ and from one shoulder to the other. And that loud voice said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He heard the voice of excellence. It came right out of glory.
Amen. Yes,
God wants us to enjoy this glory. When Peter was on Mount and it was transfigurated. Peter saw that thing. Peter saw, let's make one temple. Let's make three tabernacles. In other words, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for Christ. And then that voice came and said, no. It's all about Christ, brothers and sisters. You don't need no three tabernacle built. You don't need but one. And that's to be in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, we gotta get to a place where we want to delight in God's stuff. Everybody don't want to delight in righteousness. Matter of fact, God want us to delight in hope. That's what Moses got excited because he knew that it was real. He just saw part of the glory. He could only see the backside of it. What he would do if he could just get into the glory like we have today. Listen, brother and sister, it ought to be a pleasure. It ought to be fun for you.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, when you talk about delighting in something, you know, it should be something that you delight in. Maybe you got a hobby or something that you like fishing or you like, you can't wait till the weekend. Something, you know, pastime, you know, something you delight in. You know, you like killing time at the mall. I ain't gonna bust nobody up. I know a lot of people just go around the mall and they just look and watch. They delight that. They delight in that.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, I find it hilarious how people find stuff to delight in. But you know what you delight in.
Amen.
The psalmist decreed and declared, I delight in thy will, O God. Yet the law, not on paper now, get this, not the law that's on paper, but the law that is within my heart.
Hallelujah.
I know some of y'all may have a problem with that, but you need to read Psalms 40:8 because it's there. I promise you it's there. See, I'm not satisfied with what's written. My delight is in what God does. Listen, brother and sister, a lot of people think God delighting you going to a building, doing this. God ain't delighting you. Keep your little change. Keep your little money. God delight. Because he don't delight in burning offering. You know that one. But God delight in when your heart is right. I think about the woman who didn't have but a little meal, and she was going to eat it and give it to her son, and they were going to go on and die. Guess what? She delight in doing God's will. Elijah said, give me that. She took pleasure in fixing a whole cake and gave it to him. That's the kind of stuff God loves. Delight. That's what he wants. Us to delight when you ain't got but one penny and you give it to bless somebody. Not to go and buy jets and fuel. In other words, when are we going to rejoice in not the evil stuff, but in, because God doesn't get nothing out of when you want to be a forwardness, wickedness. God don't want you to delight in that stuff. He wants us to delight in doing his will. You don't rejoice because somebody got put out of their house. God wants us to rejoice that we were able to go and help them with their rent. He delight in when we can help them to the next level. God delight when you go on and just tell somebody the truth. I know some of y'all going to have a problem with this, but it's the truth. Because God said, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. But they that are healed truly are his delight. That's what God delight in. Think about some of the stuff God delight in. And you ought to find yourself delighting in the same thing, especially when you understand his word, delight. God don't get nothing out of wickedness. The Bible says the righteousness lips are the delight of the Lord. Matter of fact, the Bible even going to say that the righteous lips of the king are they that love to speak right things. You should love to want to speak the right stuff.
Yes, amen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who I'm speaking to now, but there's a lot of people, they don't even delight in trying to get understanding. The Bible says a fool have no delight in understanding. Some people, you can't tell nothing. I talked to one lady, she said she had read the Bible. I mean, she was real adamant about that. She told me, she said she read the Bible all the way through. The Spirit said, but guess what? She hadn't understood. She didn't understand a thing she read.
Have mercy.
Lots of that people want to break. I said, well, I ain't read it like that, hon. And then when I did, I had to turn around and read the Bible all over again.
Amen.
Yeah. See, when you want to delight in things of God, hey, well, God got some revelation. It's new to me, but it's been here for God, but he wants me to see it now.
Yeah.
I delight in God's blessings. Yeah, I want to be corrected by the Lord. I delight in it. Lord, get whatever I need, give to me. Well,
amen.
Thank you all so much. This is the part where if anybody like to have anything to share on what we've talked about, press 1 and we'll let you in. Any comments, anything you might disagree with, come let us reason together, says the Lord.
Amen. Well, I know you had quoted Psalms 40 and verse 8, Pastor, but I don't think I read it, but I like to read it from the King James and also the New Living Translation. It says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. And then from the New Living Translation, it says, I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yes, it is. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. See, listen, brothers and sisters, don't take things for granted. I'm telling you, I told you all on yesterday, a lot of people think that they're right because they have their own righteousness. But listen to what the word of God is saying. Are you delighting because God then put it in your spirit, or are you delighting it because it's on the paper? Are you delighting because God have given you light in times of darkness, or are you delighting? See, I could go on and on and on. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for reading that out of the God did quote it out of the King James and out of the what was that, the New Living?
New Living Translation.
I'd like for you to read the 119th Psalm and the 143rd verse at the New Living, if you will.
Okay, 119 and 143. Okay, but reading from the King James, it says, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. And from the New Living Translation, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your command. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. Listen,
brother,
when you're going through things, you get in the Word of God, and you're going to find joy in it.
Amen.
He going to turn your bitterness into sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
He going to turn your poorness into richness.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He going to turn your down into ups.
Mm-hmm.
He going to show you how to be obeyed. When it seems like ain't nothing working in your favor, God's going to give it to you. He's going to give it to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And show you that no matter what, he's going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, he will.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. I'm telling you. It's when you delight, it'll be your pleasure. It'll be like being on a picnic. You'd be so excited. It'll be your pleasure.
Yeah. Yes, it will. Say that.
When anguish, when trouble and anguish take you on, take hold of you, take you over, overwhelming, you think of the Word of God and watch you get excited.
Ooh.
I know you ain't. I know you
ain't.
When I think about that, I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
How they decreed and declared, the God that we serve is able to deliver us. And if not, know it until you king this day, will not serve your God.
Mm-hmm.
And he is able. And I'm here to tell you right now, I don't know who's dealing with some stuff, but I want you to know he's able. Delight in his word and watch it come to fruition.
Yes, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Well, nobody else.